The North Bay Battalion struck first in their best-of-seven series against the Kingston Frontenacs, winning Game 1 by a score of 4-2. North Bay now leads the series 1-0. The last time these two teams met in a playoff series, the Brandon Coe-led troops defeated the Shane Wright and Lucas Edmonds-led fronts in five games, by a tally of 3-1. "I think this is the way it's going to go here," head coach Ryan Olayan said post-game. "It's back and forth and could go either way. We have a ton of respect for that hockey team over there. They're a really good team. This is the way it's going to go, and we're fortunate to be on this side of it up 1-0. In the first, the two teams met on the ice like rivals, with a fight breaking out between Nathan Poole and Bronson Ride. The lanky battalion D-man, Ride, decisively took Poole down in one punch. Later in the frame, North Bay found the icebreaker halfway through the frame as the old regular season goal leader, Anthony Romani, found the back of the net. However, bad news for the troops as Romani excited near the end of the first and didn't return. Olayan didn't have an update on his star scorer after the game. "He's got to get evaluated here, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow." Quickly in the second, 21 seconds in fact, Kingston tied it as Jacob Battaglia, put the puck past Dom De Vincentis and his new goalie equipment. North Bay struck back moments later as Ty Nelson, wired a blast past Frontenac's netminder Mason Vicari. Keeping up the pressure late in the second, Dallin Wakely, tipped a Paul Christopoulos shot in the back of the net, putting the lead at 3-1 after the second period. Once again starting quick, Kingston pounced 40 seconds into the third period as Quinton Burns, beat De Vincentis from the point. North Bay did strike with an empty net late, as Justin Ertel, shot it in the net. "They're a dangerous team," Olayan assessed of his team after the quick starts for Kingston. "You gotta be really good without the puck and we have to be on our toes with our assignments every shift. I'm sure they're going to be talking about things on their side and both teams have a day to dissect some video and see where we can improve and be better. We will have to be better on Saturday." As just mentioned, Game 2 goes Saturday in North Bay. Puck drop from the Gardens is at 7 p.m. Olayan hopes to see a strong contingent of the seventh man for Saturday. "As you get going in this series and in this run, they come out and there's no better place to be this time of year than in North Bay." The frontline will have its after-action report live after the final buzzer wherever you stream your podcasts.